In the news, a small group of Idaho lawmakers, all Republicans, gathered at the state capitol this week to rally against President Biden's recent order that requires businesses with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccination against COVID-19. The lawmakers hope to reconvene the Idaho legislature and pass legislation barring vaccine mandates in Idaho. Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan, who attended the rally, said she was there to support her friends in the legislature, like Representative Heather Scott of Blanchard, who was in attendance. But the hopes of reconvening the legislature for the mandate against vaccinations is a shot in the dark, no pun intended. And Pro Tem President Senator Chuck Winder said the legislature is officially out until next session and has no plans of reconvening. Elsewhere, Idaho's governor and the entire Idaho congressional delegation have told President Biden that Idaho expects the federal government to uphold the most stringent vetting standards in the resettlement of Afghan refugees in Idaho. Idaho was informed the cities of Boise and Twin Falls are two of the 139 U.S. cities selected to resettle refugees seeking asylum from Afghanistan. The action is being done through a federal mandate by the Biden administration and without consultation from the state. A letter to Biden on the issue was signed by Governor Little, U.S. Senators Mike Crapo and Jim Risch, and Congressman Mike Simpson and Russ Fulcher. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.